PG&E claimed they received overwhelming support for their $13.5 billion settlement for more than 70,000 wildfire victims in Northern California, which means they're on track to approve the same plan by late June. We're joined now by attorney and former state senator Noreen Evans. Good morning, Noreen.
Good morning.
Were you expecting this quote-unquote overwhelming support of the plan from victims?
Well, we anticipated that that's the way it was going to go, partly because my law firm represents most of the North Bay survivors, and we have been working diligently over the last couple of years to keep our clients informed as to what's going on, how the settlement negotiations were coming, how the bankruptcy was unfolding. So people had a lot of good information leading up to this vote, and then we held dozens of virtual town hall meetings with thousands of people joining in with other law firms as well. So we really kept people very well informed. And so we were pretty confident going into the vote. But, of course, it's always good to see that we had support from the survivors.
Half of the settlement money will be in cash. Everybody loves cash. The other half will be in stock. Now, why is it that it will be in stock, and will victims be able to sell that stock quickly if they so choose?
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation about the stock. The stock is put into the settlement pot to provide a stream of income. Survivors are not going to be paid their settlement claims in stock. They will be paid in money.
Okay.
So it's a misunderstanding to believe that people are actually going to get stock and then later on they can sell it. What will happen to the stock is it goes into the settlement pot, the trustee will manage that, and then will sell the stock as the market allows him to do that. And the bankruptcy judge has appointed this trustee. It's former Judge John Trotter. And so Judge Trotter will be able to sell the stock as it becomes prudent for him to do it in order to provide cash for the settlement pot.
We're speaking with former State Senator Noreen Evans right here on KSRO about the PG&E settlement agreed upon by wildfire victims. What's the next step? Walk us through what happens now, both on from the PG&E perspective, sure. I guess, for starters.
Well, the next step is we certify the final vote on May 22nd. And then we go back before the bankruptcy judge, Dennis Fontali, on May 27th for him to confirm the settlement agreement. And we believe that he is likely to do that. And then the trustee is going to start. We're actually in the process now where the trustee and the claims administrator have begun to set the rules for the claims processing, create the necessary forms for our clients to fill out. And then once all of that's done and established and process is put into place, we are going to start submitting our clients' claims. Go ahead.
It sounds like we're in the 11th hour. Would that be accurate?
I'd say that's accurate, right. And we're actually working with our clients as we have been to prepare their claims to get them ready to submit as soon as the door opens.
I guess that begs the question, what could go wrong in the 11th hour?
Well, there are some folks that oppose the settlement agreement that are going to continue to do that, and they're going to be arguing in front of Judge Montali at the next hearing, but honestly, I don't think that's going to get very far. Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong will go wrong, so I don't want to make any predictions, but we've come this far, and it feels good, and I'm really happy for the survivors because I think they're finally going to start getting some settlement payments.
Yeah, a lot of red tape to cut through. You mentioned it. We are not far away from settlement payments. Now, PG&E claims it should confirm the plan no later than June 30th. That's the deadline. What point do you expect money in the pockets of victims?
Well, the hope would be later in the summer or early fall. I think that's probably the earliest that we can expect payments to be started to be made because claims have to be built up, claims have to be submitted, and then they have to get processed. It just takes time.
A lot of KSRO listeners are going to have questions on how they can get ready to receive that cash, how early they can receive that cash, and all of the above. How can they get in contact with your staff, Noreen?
Our website is pgelawsuit.com, And there are a lot of resources for people on that website, so I encourage you to take a look.
It's Daniel here with KSRO. With the reorganization plan, there's just also been a lot of concern just to make sure that none of these horrible instances happen again, such as the Tubbs fire, the Nuns fire, the Camp fire a year later than in 2018. What has been put in the reorganization plan to allow for more wildfire safety and safety overall from the utility?
Yeah, there's a lot of that's a big element of this settlement agreement, and I give a lot of credit to Governor Newsom because he stood very strong with respect to what had to go into this agreement to force PG&E to harden its infrastructure and conduct its inspections. And so there's a lot of money and a lot of rules that have been written requiring PG&E to do just that. They're required to hire an enormous number of tree inspectors or inspectors who will inspect the trees and the shrubs around the lines and will inspect the lines to make sure that they are operative and safe. And then there's been a lot of money put into PG&E to harden its infrastructure over time so we don't continue to see these huge wildfires. I want to mention it's going to be up to the governor and the Public Utilities Commission to make sure that PG&E is, in fact, living up to what it's promised.
Does that mean it just kind of sounds like it's going to take a while? Does that mean we're going to have to look at more public safety power shutoffs in the near future?
Very likely. I mean, the infrastructure that PG&E has is so old and dilapidated and so widespread. The reality is this is going to take a number of years for PG&E to bring it up to where it should be. So, yeah, in the meantime, I'm afraid that that's what we're looking at.
Former State Senator Noreen Evans giving us all the answers. Noreen, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.